sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
About 200,000 lesser sandhill cranes, half the North American population, pass through the Tanana Valley of central Alaska during their fall migration. The booming voice of these sandhill cranes can be heard more than a mile away. That's because these birds have an unusual built-in amplifier for their voices.
When we breathe and speak, air and sound passes through the trachea, the windpipe. Birds are the same. Sandhill cranes are big birds with long necks, and they have a long trachea. But the crane's trachea is actually longer than the entire bird. How can a 3-foot-long bird have a 4-foot-long windpipe? About half the trachea is coiled and looped in the sternum of the bird's breast. Like the coiled tubes of a French horn, this allows a lot of resonant tubing to fit in a compact space.
The sandhill's largest cousin, the whooping crane, also has this super trachea and is named for its resonant voice.
The trumpeter swan, completely unrelated to the cranes, also has an enlarged and elongated trachea. But unlike the cranes, the swan's windpipe is actually embedded in the bird's breastbone. Swans call frequently while in flight, and cranes use their loud voices during courtship. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Jane Rudenberg.
Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.